Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Awaken with Animals podcast. Welcome to an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life with animals. My name is Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals. And if you have been listening to this podcast for quite a while now, welcome back. If you are new to the Awaken with Animals podcast, welcome. It is so great to have everybody here at the very time that you're listening to this. I feel the nudge to talk about all things animal frequency today. And I believe this is all coming from an upcoming workshop that I'm teaching, and it's all about animal frequency and energy healing. And I offered this in September, and it was a beautiful day. I had a beautiful group that came to my place where I live, and we actually spent the day together learning this. And I felt that it was a fantastic day together. And if any of you that were in that group are listening to this, you know I'm talking about you. The energy that you brought to the day was absolutely amazing. And I had such a wonderful time with you all. Because animal frequency and the energetic component of everything, there is so much to learn. We all learned so much in that day. In fact, I think it was too much for one day. And so because of the amount of information, I'm going to be holding this exact program again, but I'm going to be doing it over 4 weeks instead of doing it all in one day. And the ladies that joined me for this particular one in September, thank you, ladies, for what you brought to that day. It was such an amazing day together, learning everything vibration, frequency, energetic with regards to animals and healing and all of that that we don't really think about on a regular day. Some of us might, but for the most part, it's not something we're taught. It's not something we're taught to nurture. And so I had such a great day that day in September. And so now I'm getting ready to offer this again for the second time over a 4-week period. And because I'm kind of prepping for this and kind of finalizing the details for this, I just feel this energetic nudge that this is what this episode's all about. It's all about animal frequency. And how it kind of brought me to what it is that I'm talking about and how animal frequency is coming forward isn't only because I'm offering this program on it, it's because of the messages and animals, they continue to teach me every single day, and I am so grateful to be able to receive their wisdom and their knowledge, whether they are physical animals here on earth, whether they are animals in spirit, whether they are part of the collective animal energy. It's just a beautiful energy that I love working with every single day. When I'm connecting in with this energy, I feel like I'm home. I never felt home in my life like I do when I'm in this energy, when I'm working with this energy. And I mean, I have a loving family. I mean, growing up, I had, a very positive, family unit and things like that. Of course, we had our issues, but that was my home. But that soul home, if that makes sense, it's kind of like the soul's calling, the purpose, you know, the mission and the reason for why I do what I do. That's what I mean about when I work with the collective animal energy and animal frequency, I feel that feeling like I'm home. And so I wanted to kind of share a little bit with you about how animal frequency has come forward for me in the past, say, probably about the last 4 weeks from the date of this recording. And I think I'll start with a friend of mine and I connected because there was a beautiful butterfly that had come into her life. And when I had connected in with this butterfly shared something really powerful. And what she said was, because a butterfly goes through that transformation, you know, it, I don't know if you've ever watched or witnessed a butterfly actually move from going from that caterpillar stage and then moving into the stage of metamorphosis, where they're actually, to me, it appears like they're getting antsy. They can't sit still. It looks uncomfortable, and they're getting themselves ready so that they can begin to create that chrysalis that they're going to then be in for the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And then they're going to emerge this beautiful butterfly, and just the whole process that they have to go through. And yet every year, those butterflies that the wind, like, They're so light, and the wind could blow them away, yet the way that they hold their wings, they're able to actually work with the wind's direction. And it takes them hundreds and thousands of miles every year so that they can go to a certain area when the weather gets cold. And it just blows my mind how, as a human, and the way that I see it and the way that my human mind perceives it, is that it looks like it's, wow, like they're so beautiful, and what they have to go through in order to do that. My mind can tell me that it's hard. My mind can tell me that it looks and it seems like it's such a struggle to be able to emerge that butterfly. And of course, we're told too, right? We hear in our daily lives, we hear like, butterfly is all about transformation. Start out as a caterpillar and emerge as this beautiful butterfly. Spread your wings and fly, right? And so there's so much, you know, so much of an analogy here. But talking about this particular beautiful butterfly and how I sometimes will look at things as a, you know, it looks like it's hard to do what they do, to have to fly all those thousands of miles every year and to be able to build that chrysalis. Like, I actually witnessed a butterfly do this 1 year, and it was just amazing. Like, it just blew my mind, the work that this butterfly had to do. But the butterfly shared something really powerful. And the butterfly shared, there is perceived struggle, yet as a butterfly, it is a normal evolution of this species. So through the frequency and the energy that this butterfly was able to share, it came forward as, yes, you see it, me, Mary Beth, you see it as it's so hard. There's so much we have to do. But to us, as butterfly, it's a normal evolution of this species. And this butterfly helped me to see that it's a perceived struggle. It's how I perceived how things were. And I think when it comes to animal frequency, you might have read the book by Ted Andrews, Animal Speak. There's another gentleman, Stephen Farmer. He has a book on the energetic frequency of animals. And then there's an actual book. I can't remember the author of it, but it's actually called Animal Frequency. And so all these books share and talk about what animals bring to us. The indigenous cultures, they all have powerful medicine that they learn and teach about what animals bring into our lives. Well, this is part of what I'm talking about when it comes to animal frequency, but there's so much more to it as well. Wayne Dyer has, so that same friend that I'm talking about the butterfly with here, that same friend sent me this video where Dr. Wayne Dyer was doing one of his talks. And from the look of the video, it looked like it was quite a while ago. He looked to be much younger. And he was doing a talk, and it was about the monarch butterfly. And he was talking about how he was writing a book at the time and how his book had to be 18 chapters, because 18, one being one with the eight, which symbolized infinite. And so he said one with the infinite, 18. And that's why his book had to be 18 chapters. And he said that in his story that he was telling, that he had to have 18 chapters, and he had only had 17 written, and he had no clue what this 18th was going to be about. And then he continued in his story about a friend of his who passed away, and how this 18th chapter was very much brought forward by this particular gentleman that was his friend. And it was a really beautiful story. And after this gentleman had passed, this monarch butterfly came to Wayne Dyer. And Wayne Dyer, I believe, was in Hawaii, if I remember correctly. And it was like where monarch butterflies never are. And so he shared the story about this monarch butterfly. And it really kind of opened up my more of an aha moment to what this particular butterfly shared with me that I'm telling you about, that my friend brought forward for me, and we heard about the perceived struggle. It's a perceived struggle, this butterfly said, yet as a butterfly, it is a normal evolution of this species. And so from the butterfly, I was able to receive the reminder that everything that we have, everything that we do, the struggle that we may feel from it, or the challenge that we may feel from it, this butterfly reminded me to maybe look at it in a different way. And what am I perceiving as a struggle? What am I perceiving as a challenge? Because when I can look at it as, oh my God, this is so hard. Oh my God, this is so challenging. If I can change that and say, well, what is challenging about it? Why am I feeling like this is so hard right now? I can see and take a look and identify what I'm actually perceiving as just that, hard and struggling and challenging. And by doing that, I've actually been able to look at things in a different way. And I thank Butterfly for that every single day since. And I thank my friend who brought Butterfly forward for me to be able to receive that information for the both of us. You know, there's so much that animals bring to our lives. And I know a butterfly is not an animal species per se, but when I say animal frequency, I'm talking about the furry, the feathered, the finned, the scaled, you know, all of beautiful beings. I think that when we move into more about animal frequency, and one of the reasons why I'm running this new program, Animal Frequency and Energy Healing, is because what animals are bringing forward to me energetically is that there is, when we look at an animal in the wild, right? And I'll say like butterfly would be kind of like a wild species, right? That butterfly isn't in my home. That butterfly isn't a pet. That butterfly doesn't sleep in my bed. You know, I don't go for walks every day with that butterfly, you know, that kind of thing. So I would say the butterfly would fall into the wild animal category, or the wild insect category. However, when it comes to animals in the wild, when we take a look at how they move through life and how they do things so instinctually, they have the natural healing capabilities. They have the natural connection to their innate wisdom. And that's something that they just come with. And when we look at the animals that we have that are domesticated, so, you know, my beautiful Chihuahua Nemo, who like sleeps with me every night in our bed. He's in our bed right in between Troy and I. You know, we go for our walks every day. He's on my lap when we're sitting on the couch. He's, you know, I go visit my mom. Guess who's coming with me, right? Like, he's with us all the time. And, you know, kitties and rabbits and, you know, my beautiful bearded dragons, Blessing and Brigger, you know, they're with us all the time. And I think that there's a difference when it comes to the innate wisdom of a wild animal and the innate wisdom of a domesticated animal. And part of the reason why I'm running this program is because the animals have brought forward to me that they are ready to kind of up their energy to be able to help us help them and help them help us in being able to clear our energies that do not serve any longer and support each other in energy healing. When I mean energy healing, when I use the word healing, I don't mean, you know, use this energy and you will heal. That's not what I mean. Although I'm sure if you use the energy, I'm sure it does have healing capabilities, but of course I cannot claim that. So I just want to be clear on when I talk about the word healing, what I mean. But this particular workshop is going to be about helping the animals that are in our lives, that live in our homes, that are with humans all the time, and be able to help them clear and shift the energies that do not serve them, to help them in being able to clear the energies that they may have taken on from us, to be able to help them shift and support the energies that perhaps aren't theirs to start with, but they've decided because they want to help us, because their purpose is to be our guide or our protector, or perhaps they've come to help us with healing certain things in our lives. And animals are empaths, and so sometimes they can take on our energies. And so it's supporting them in being able to release those energies and help them bring back that innate wisdom that's still with them. But because they're with us all the time, they sometimes can take on our human tendencies when it comes to the energetic component, if that makes sense. Now, that doesn't mean that animals that are domesticated, it doesn't mean that they're always taking on our energy or we're making them sick or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But I think it's really important that we know that because they spend so much time with us versus what they would be doing if they were in their own instinctual way, right? If they were like they would be in the wild, it's very different from when they are domesticated in with humans all the time. They're not in a pack. Their pack is their humans. And so it's really important there. But there's one big caveat to that. Because a lot of times we think that we need to help clear their energies. But really what we need to do is we need to clear ours first, because it's us that they are around all the time. It's humans that they are with and are learning from and are sharing energy with. And so the really big key here is, in order for us to help animals, we need to help ourselves. In order for us to help domesticated animals clear those energies that do not serve them, we need to be mindful and clear our energies that do not serve us first. And so a lot of times there are many beautiful healers and there are many beautiful people out there that are wanting to help animals, myself included. But we forget that unless we clear ourselves first, we cannot be of greatest service to those animals. So I hope this makes sense. I think what I'd like to do is just bring forward that animal frequency is here for us. It comes to us. It comes for us. It's here to remind us that the wisdom, the knowledge, the inspiration, the hope, everything that we need is here. And animals bring us these gifts every single day. Humans bring us these gifts every single day as well. A lot of times animals will bring forward messages for us as mirrors to us. So a lot of times when we're going through things in life that are perceived as challenging or hard or as a struggle, a lot of times our animals will mirror things for us, or they'll get in our face with those behaviors, or they'll do things to really up the ante with us. And a lot of times we'll be like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this right now? The animals are reminding us to remember. To remember that what the butterfly said. There is perceived struggle. As a butterfly, it's a normal evolution of this species. Well, what about us as humans? Can we use that as well? Maybe it's a perceived struggle because of how our mind is perceiving things to be. And being able to help clear and shift that energy is all we need to do to be able to work it through. And then by doing that, we're actually helping our animals. We're helping them clear those energies that don't serve them either. Does this make sense? There's so much. I mean, I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours, but I'm trying to keep this as, you know, not a long episode. I just want to get the main points out of what's been coming forward. So I think to summarize, it all started with kind of that nudge about talking about the frequency that we receive from animals, talking about the many gifts that they share through their frequency and vibration, and how the butterfly's message was such a powerful and pivotal point for me to kind of go, oh, yeah, that's right. And I thank Butterfly for being able to help me. And I hope that Butterfly's message can help you too, perhaps if you're going through something that feels like it's a struggle or a challenge right now. To look at what is being perceived as a struggle or a challenge, and then to kind of identify, okay, well, what is it that I'm, why is it hard for me? What am I thinking of that's making it hard? And then being able to shift and transmute that, and then looking at the same situation in a much different way. I think what I'll do is I'll end our time together with a story, a true story of what happened to me about probably 4 or 5 weeks ago from the time of this recording. For me, it's a story of hope. It's a reminder of connection, and it's a receiving of a frequency from a beautiful being that I encountered one day on my walk with Nemo. So Nemo will take me for my walk every day. And I love it when he takes me for my walk, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't get out as much as I would normally. And I thank him for that. So when we go on our walks every day, especially when the weather was really nice, we'd walk and we'd walk through the grass. And where we live, we have some beautiful grounds behind us, and there's very old trees. There is lots of grass. There are butterflies, of course, that fly by. There was an owl back there a couple months ago. We've had many different animals kind of come forward into this space over the last few years that aren't really native to this type of area. This isn't their place that they would normally come. But it's really a beautiful space and beautiful energy. So as Nemo and I kind of walk around, there's these bushes and trees and things like that. And one of these days we were walking around and I saw this massive, massive, I've never seen a spider web as big as this. I remember looking at it going, that spider, whatever, wherever that spider is, that spider must be huge. And that spider must have worked so hard to get this spider web to be this vast, this expansive. Like, I mean, it must have been 3 feet, over 3 feet, I would say 3 to 4 feet in width. Like, it was huge. And I had never seen that before, especially in this area. So of course we very carefully walked around that spider web to make sure that we didn't disturb it or walk through it. So anyways, probably about 4 days passed, and, you know, Nemo brings me around that way again. We hadn't been that way for about 4 days. And so we came around that way. And as we were walking, I wasn't paying attention, and I'm looking around, or I'm talking with Nemo, or, you know, wherever it was that I was. Maybe I was in my head. And all of a sudden, I start walking and I feel this massive fluff come all over my head and my top of my body. And I immediately went, oh no, I just walked through the spider web. Because remember how big it was and how wide it was? I didn't see it. I wasn't paying attention. So I obviously must have been very much in my head. And I completely destroyed the spider web. My first thought that I felt was dread. I was like, oh my gosh, I just ruined this spider's home. So the human aspect of me came forward, and I perceived it as, I am so sorry, I just ruined your home. I saw how much time and how much you must have worked to get this spider web up there. I haven't seen you yet, but I know since I've walked through your spider web, you must be on me somewhere. I could just feel this spider on me somewhere. I couldn't feel it physically, but energetically, I felt like spider was with me. And I'm continuing walking and processing as I'm doing this. So about 30 seconds have passed, and I felt like it was like really indicative of like, oh, just such dread. I felt this horrific, horrible feeling. I felt like I had hurt someone, like I felt like I would be if I had hurt someone, or if I went and destroyed something of theirs that meant so much to them, or something that they worked on for so long and so hard, and I went and ruined it. And those were all those feelings that were coming up for me. And about 45 seconds had passed, and then all of a sudden, guess who comes down right in front of my eyes and my nose, coming down on a string, is this massive, ginormous spider. Now, I'm not fearful of spiders. I knew spider was on me somewhere. I was trying to get the web off me, but obviously I didn't come across spider yet. So like I said, about 45 seconds later, 45 seconds of walking away from where it was later, this huge, huge spider comes down. Again, not on the side of my head, it doesn't go down the back of me, it comes down right in front of my eyes, right in front of my nose. So I gently took the little piece of web that he was on, and I took it with my fingers, and I brought him over to the grass. And I said, I am so sorry. I really feel like I've just ruined your whole entire home. I didn't hear anything back. I felt like my emotions were getting heightened. And I felt very, very sad. And I said, I can't hear you right now. And maybe you're not talking back with me. But I just want you to know that I really feel like I've just ruined your home. And I just was like really emotional. And all of a sudden, I heard Spider respond. I said to Spider about how sorry I was. I said, I've just walked, 45 seconds away from even where you are. So even if you wanted to go back to that same spot, the size that you are and the distance that I've walked, it's going to take you a long time to even get there. And I can't even bring you back because I don't know where you are now. I put you in the grass, but I can't see you anymore. So when I finally heard Spider back, Spider came back, and Spider's energetic frequency came forward and said to me, it's okay. I'm a creator, and I will begin again. I immediately began crying. And I couldn't believe that this masterpiece of work that was so beautiful in this web, that was so huge, and this ginormous spider who called that place his or her home for however long a time that was, said to me, "It's okay. I'm a creator, and I will begin again." The frequency I received from Spider that day, even talking about it right now, brings up so much emotion in me, because there's things that we go through in life that feel like a struggle and they feel like a challenge. And we want to find that hope. When we look outside of what our news media is showing us, when we look outside to see what our neighbors are doing, when we look inside ourselves to realize the inner strife and struggles that we see or feel. Spider reminded me that I also am a creator. And no matter what happens in my life circumstance or my life situation, I can, and if I choose to, I will begin again. I can create something new. I can create something better. I can create. I am a creator. And I share Spider's message of frequency and vibration with you. You, if you wish to receive, for Spider says, you are a creator. You can begin again. You have it within you to be able to do whatever it is that you need when moving through strife, through struggle, and challenge. Hope is there. And just like Butterfly said, of there being a perceived struggle, I was looking at that as well with Spider. I perceived that Spider would have to start again and it would be so hard, and I took away his home and I might have, you know, took him away from wherever he was, because 45 seconds of walking was a long ways in spider legs. That makes sense. We are creators. We can begin again. We can do it better, bigger, on its purpose. It's what we perceive that keeps us stuck. And I really wish to thank Spider for that profound awakening that he or she gave me that day. For making sure that, knowing that I had this huge ginormous spider on me somewhere but not knowing where it was, making sure that he or she would come directly in between my eyes and down by my nose. Even how I took my fingers to move him or her down on the grass, it was almost like a dance. It's not like I went, oh, down on the grass. It was so melodic. It's like this melody, just placing my fingers and then kind of just gently floating down to the grass. It was the most profound and an amazing experience. All taught to me by a spider, an insect with 8 legs, and one that some of us look to in many different ways. I'm so grateful for Spider's wisdom in this message, for he or she has taught me a lot. And I share Spider's message with you with the intention to give you hope, to remind you about the perceived way that you might be looking at things as well. And to share Butterfly's frequency and tie in Spider's frequency with this, We are creators. We can begin again. My dearest friends, it is my heart's intention that this message can bring you hope, that can bring you comfort, and that can bring much love in whatever way it is, should you wish to receive, to be able to receive it. And in connection with the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light, I thank you for this time together and for being here in this way. If you're still listening to this, thank you for listening to the end. And thank you for being a part of the frequency and the vibration that Butterfly and Spider has brought forward for each and every one of us. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening, regardless of the time that you're listening to this. I send many, many heart hugs. And until next time, bye for now.